It's 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks?
No.
Hearing none, we'll move down the agenda. First thing we have is discussion of prosecuting and attorney position, and we do have a side note that we may go into executive session per 610.021 subsection 3 if needed. We have here in front of us this morning the Honorable Judge Merrill.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Just wanted to sort of follow up with one information the courts have received with regard to the late William Dub Dustin's position as prosecuting attorney. The word I've gotten, reached out to the governor's office several times over the last couple of weeks, and the word I've gotten is that while the governor has the statutory authority to make an appointment of the prosecutor position, the governor's not expected to do that for our position. And so with the guidance of the governor's general counsel, as well as some other circuits around the state who have had similar situations, the court intends to make an appointment of the prosecuting attorney position. And we've talked about it, the other judges and I, we intend to do that as an in-bank matter. We'll take a vote on it. The statutory authority that we'll rely on is 56.120, which generally provides the courts the authority to make an appointment in the case of an absent or sick prosecuting attorney. That's the same statutory authority that's been relied on by other circuits around the state. So, that being said, what we intend to do is to open up for written letters of interest from attorneys who want to be considered for an appointment. We'll extend that through the end of business on Tuesday, the 20th of June. As you all probably know already, I made an interim appointment of Chief Assistant Prosecutor Brad Hughes, who I notice is here today, soon after Mr. Dustin's passing. And so, as far as I know, that's been going fine. And so, that's what we intend to do. Once we get some submissions of interested persons in writing, then the other judges and I, Judge Arnell and Judge Amy, and I will have to schedule an in-bank meeting where we intend to allow the people who want to make a statement who are interested in the position, and then a vote will be taken. But we don't know at this time how much time we're going to need for that, for scheduling, because we don't know exactly how many attorneys are going to submit letters of interest. So that's sort of the plan at this time. If you got any questions, I can try to answer.
No questions.
None.
All right. Would you like for me to provide you a list once we have the list of the persons who are interested, or do you want me to just somehow report that back to the commission, or do you have a good preference?
I think it'd be good information.
Sure.
Just so we kind of know. Yeah. Well,
I'm happy to do that in the form of a letter if you're all right with that.
Yep.
So it'll be sometime next week after we've received the submissions after the deadline, okay?
Okay.
And the deadline was?
The 20th.
Tuesday the 20th. Let's say the end of business
end
that
of
day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that should provide us a few days that week to get the list out. We'll share that with, of course, the commission. And then we'll have to talk about when we can schedule an in-bank meeting that we're all available.
I do have a quick question, and that's on those statutes, because I think that's from like 1939, is that right? It's an older statute, regardless. As far as the pay, did we just automatically bump him up to the prosecutor's pay whenever that was done? Which is fine with me.
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay. Is that something that we probably need to take care of? I'm asking, is that something that we...
Yeah, that's not something that the courts would, I think, have the authority to dictate.
I think we need to work together
to on that.
Right. Yeah. But I just want to make sure, okay. So he's technically the interim? What is his?
Yeah, interim prosecutor. Mr. Hughes is the interim acting prosecuting attorney at this time.
That would need to be discussed, but he's assuming those duties, so I think it'd be given that he'd assume the pay.
Right. So that's something we need to take care of. Okay. Because I think that statute wasn't real clear. I think it says, I've not looked at it in a while, but I think when it comes to the pay, it was like a per case, but it was such an old statute that it really doesn't. It's completely different now because we have full-time prosecutors and everything else now. So.
Right. Okay. And I frankly did not look at the salary issues. I figured that was something that the county would need to address.
I don't think it discusses pay, just the duties.
Right.
That'll probably pop up in the first class county designation. That sort of stuff. 30s we probably didn't have first class.
I was going to say, I just want to make sure you're fine with us handling that aspect of it.
I am.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking this.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thank you.
We're not trying to be rude, but we'll probably all be excused back to go to work.
All right. Thank you all for your service. Appreciate it. All right, next on our agenda is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471940 through 471966 through 471969 and checks number 471969 through 472051. Warrants 8161 through 8163, 8166 through 8169.
Was there a, can you repeat the check numbers, please?
The check?
Yeah.
471940 through 471966. Checks number 471969 through 472051.
No.
Warrants 8161 through 8163, 8166 through 8169.
So I'll go ahead and make a correction on the check number. That should be 2015 instead of 2051.
Sorry.
Yeah, it got transposed maybe on here, so, but it should be 2015.
2015.
And then you were
and four finishing. Journal entries or transfers.
Okay.
Do you want me to repeat that?
Just for clarification, yes.
Checks number, you said it's 472015.
Yeah.
Checks number 471940 through 471966. Through checks number 471969 through 472015, warrants 8161 through 8163, 8166 through 8169, four journal entries or transfers. Did I mess it up again?
Do you want me to go ahead and make the motion?
There was a section through with the ones that it skipped. You said through in between the two of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay. 471940 through 471966. Checks number 471969. Through 472015, warrants 8161 through 8163, warrants 8166 through 8169, four journal entries or transfers. Did I mess it up then?
Nope, perfect. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve checks numbers 471940 7. 471967 and 471968, and warrants 8164 and 8165.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstention. Motion carries.
Side note, on the statutes, on that previous, on the prosecuting attorney, says that it's power appointee, person appointed shall possess the same power as the proper officer would if he was present and shall receive a reasonable fee for each case prosecuted.
And that's what the 56120 states?
56130.
130.
So, but again, it's not on a fee basis anymore, it's on a...
Salary basis.
And they did it under 56120, didn't they?
Well, 56120 and 56...
Yeah.
Yes. So anyways, but we now have full-time prosecutors and...
Seems like a given.
I believe so, yeah.
Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Do you guys have any questions on that? Move to approve regular session minutes for June 6, 2023, and executive session minutes for June 6, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval notice of renewal for Ulrich Software, number 23-073, Commission. Do we have discussion on this? It is a three-year renewal.
Collector, have any comments? The software is between the collector and the clerk and the assessor, is that correct?
Yes.
Correct. And we have in front of us Ms. Mona Coe, Taney County Collector.
Yes. I only recommend that we continue with their service for another 3 years.
We do have a notice of renewal review by our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 9th of 2023, that approves of the notice of renewal.
Any other comments or questions?
Any questions?
Move to approve the notice of renewal for Ulrich Software, file number 23-073CM.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. Motion carries.
Hey, Mona, how do you pronounce that? Is it Ulrich or Ulrich?
With an H, Ulrich.
It is Ulrich.
Ulrich, so correction on my part.
Oh, no, no, I think in there, there's both ways of pronouncing it. I think some families that have the same spelling pronounce it different, so.
I think they hear that all the time.
Ulrich, okay. Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have approval grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements for K&amp;H buildings. We have in front of us Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good morning. That would be for a turnaround on Davidson Run Road.
Where's that at?
Down because emails.